I think it's gone well. You know, I think, you know, camp is what it is. It's the next step. You know, it's a step up from what OTAs and mini camp are. I think in the first week we've gotten a lot of, you know, installs in. I think we've gotten a lot of guys some really quality reps to kind of bring them up to speed. And I think we've made a lot of progress. You know, we got, you know, about a week left roughly, you know, 5 days before our first preseason game, and that'll be the next step. So, you know, again, you just have to take this offseason as a process leading up to trying to be, you know, peak for the start of the season. And I think we've done everything necessary for that to happen. And, you know, we just have to finish out the rest of these final weeks and, you know, in preparation, first off, getting ready for this first preseason game.
It seems like even on a day like today, when it's a lighter day, you take every rep, every drill serious as possible. Is that what's your theory behind practice?
You know, it's just been kind of the way I've gone about it my whole career. You know, I don't take a lot of days off. I haven't missed much time in my career. It's something that I pride myself in. And, you know, there's days you feel better than others, especially as you get older. But, you know, I feel as good as anybody. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in staying in there and taking all the reps with the ones and, you know, not coming out during the games, playing every snap. And that's something that, you know, I take a lot of pride in. It's something that I work hard for in the offseason to be physically able to handle that. So, you know, that's just part of the process for me of, you know, getting ready, getting game shape. So that way when the game comes, you know, you're not out there, you know, struggling. You put the time in practice, and, you know, that's how I get myself ready.
Looks like Dixon's had a very solid camp so far. Could you talk about his addition and kind of nice to have another running mate at tight end that's very good at catching the ball with all the amount of passes you had last year?
Yeah, I think Ed's really done a good job. I think he's come in and he's picked up, you know, the offense pretty well. You got to remember, this is a guy that's had a lot of success. You know, this has been a number one tight end at a point in his career. You know, he's got 50-plus catches under his belt in, you know, one season. You know, that doesn't happen by accident. You know, he's a talented guy. He's had a lot of success in this league. And, you know, that's kind of what we were hoping for when they brought him in. And, you know, I think he's going to have a strong role for us on offense.
Having him out there, Kelvin out there, how does that help you? Because teams not even, I guess, double-team you as much out there.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's three big bodies running around catching the ball. You know, I think, you know, it gives us a lot of flexibility with what we can do, you know, both in the pass game and the run game. You know, it's, you know, a lot of big guys out there that can, you know, be in tight and run the ball and spread out and be able to, you know, get some mismatches out on the perimeter in the passing game. So, you know, we'll see how it continues to develop, you know, over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, I would say everyone's got to be pretty happy with how that's coming along.